code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Break the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on January the 30th, 2008. Newcomers, look into the site cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download lots of talks where we've gone over a lot of the histories leading up to the present and where we're going in the future. And the big organizations are mentioned, the ones that all work together that bring it about, because nothing just happens by chance in this big world of ours. And also look into alanwattsentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts in the various tongues of Europe. You can print them up and pass them around, leave them out in doctors' waiting rooms, hospitals, all over the place. You can leave them in laundry mats and so on. People get bored and don't have much to read, or they're fed up with the usual gossip rags, because we've got to get people thinking pretty quickly. People don't know what's happening in the world at all. They get all their news from mainstream television. And they have been brought up to believe that that mainstream television is there to tell them all they have to really know for their own good. They really believe that that's the job of it. They have no idea at all that their news is managed. And because they can flip across so many different stations and get the same news and same opinions, it doesn't occur to them that it all comes through two main wire services, all the news does, to the Western countries. Therefore, it's all standardized information. Quite simple, telling billions of people all the same stuff, even though 95% could be absolute bunkum or definitely very, very misleading. And it's quite easy to mislead if you simply omit other sides of particular stories. You form the opinion you're meant to come to. Old techniques, but we live in a world that was set up for the structurizing of the system a long time ago. Even before World War I, European and Pan-American associations had formed with very wealthy people who owned corporations and royalty and so on, and they foresaw a time when they'd have to coerce the public along a certain path and make sure that the public were unaware they were even being guided, that they would allow them to think that they had freedoms and something called democracy. It's been very, very successful. And those same elites also knew that they'd have to have struggles, wars, to play the dialectical process, to bring major decisions to a head. That's what wars really do. Carl Quigley said it himself. He said wars are designed specifically not just to loot other countries for the wealthy, but also it changes the society, the culture on both sides, because government can do more in 5 years of war on a social change basis than it can in 50 years of propaganda and peace. So wars were essential to what all this has come to, including the Cold War. All the con games were getting blown up, which were never meant to happen at all. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix, and just mentioning the fact that as most people float through their lives, and generations do this, they float through their lives, they're trained from their parents, really. Their parents pass on indoctrinations, if they even converse with them at all these days. It's mainly done through television, cartoons, then school takes over, peer group, peer pressure, advice from counselors and all the indoctrinations they get, and then that they're into the workplace and competing for their little piece of the planet and paying taxes and so on. But however, if we go into Aldous Huxley's talks on Brave New World Revisited, and you can find his speech at Berkeley on my website and listen to it as an audio, he mentions what they already knew at the top, because they're going to bring in a system where stress would be the prime factor in life for everyone would be affected by it, and through massive changes too. They knew that massive change causes stress, and they knew what changes they were going to bring on in the 1930s. And he said most people are unhappy. Generally, they're unhappy. Well, of course they're unhappy, because the system was designed not to allow you to be happy. If you were content and happy, you might stop buying stuff and have other outlets and use your brain and be quite content with it. But that's not productive. And this whole reason for being in the society, supposedly from the elite's point of view, is for the commoners all to work and produce and consume and pay taxes and fight wars and build them big projects and stuff. So being happy and content isn't a driving force. You see, they call it stagnant. You become stagnated. You're not being motivated to work and produce for them. And so he said, most people are unhappy. And what's wrong with making them happy through artificial means? He discussed the use of the possible use of drugs and hallucinogenic drugs too, of course, and various tranquilizers, and even going so far as to suggest that they put wires at that time. They were experimenting, putting wires into people's brains and controlling them remotely and stimulating certain parts to make them smile or feel sexy or whatever. And in other words, altering their whole perception of things through stimulating of the brain itself. And sure enough, they tried big experimentations on a wide scale with drugs. LSD didn't come out of nowhere. It was promoted from the top down. And the next step, of course, we know what it is. It's an interfacing with computer, which really has been done. Sweden led the field in this. They used prisoners for experimentation as far back as we know, as the 70s. It was Palmer who authorized that. And we know, too, that Windows or Microsoft has different departments, all separate from each other, trying different methods of interfacing people with computers, because that was always the intent of it. I'm sure it's been done long ago in reality. And they'll get us used to the helmet type, the little ring on the head first, which they've already disclosed is there, is patented, and it does an EEG on your brain. It picks up a brain scan of you, but it can also do, it can actually pick up what parts of the brain are stimulated by you personally, because they're all slightly different, you see, and send signals back into your brain, and you're becoming interfaced with the computer as it does personality profiles upon you. Vista was a step towards that, in that the computer tries to build up a habit system of you, personality profile type, and anticipate what you wanted to do before you do it. So you've been trained step by step like an animal to the final part, which is obviously going to be interfacing. Then the brain chip will seem quite logical to people who are spending most of their life in fantasy land. And that's the point I was going to get to, because this virtual reality is being pushed at the very highest levels right down to the people at the bottom. And nothing happens on a social scale unless it's approved, authorized, highly debated long, long ago by many different departments over and over again, because they don't want to lose control. Everything in this world at the top is about control and the maintenance of control. So they're pushing the virtual business world, where you meet virtual people, in other words, cartoon figures, because that's what it is to me, it's cartoon figures, and they're promoting it as an escape form of coping as well, a form of escapism. Because now, after watching a disc that was sent over from Britain, put out by a major television company, on this coming virtual world, and they interviewed some people who are already in it, who are not children by any means, they're adults, but they prefer living in this fantasy world, this Peter Pan world, where they can create their own avatars or bodies. They can be male or female or whatever they want to be, and design their shape, size, and all the rest of it. Now, of course, even the big advertising companies are in on it. I'm sure that was decided at the beginning, where you can actually buy things online for your avatar world. It's quite the thing, an alternate reality, the very thing that Huxley was talking about back in the 1930s and still talking about in the 60s when he went to Berkeley and other universities and discussed this. The creation of a virtual world where people will either be drugged or their brains will be altered in some way. We know it's going to be interfacing, where they'll live in a cartoon world. And the big boys have already said, when you're living like a zombie in a true matrix system, where your body could even be fed by nutrients like the Borg, like 7 of 9 in the Borg. She went to a little cubicle and got fed with tubes and all that. While they're doing that, they can use the other parts of your brain, and that's the majority of your brain, for other tasks that could be interfaced with other computers, and they could be using your neurons as a computer, interface with the computer to do massive calculations or something for big banks, something like that. So from the elite's point of view, it kills two birds with one stone. They get more efficiency out of the person, even 24 hours a day. And the person will never rebel or complain because while that's all happening, they're really living in a fake virtual world where everything's wonderful. And the sky isn't full of sprays from chemical trails. It's nice and blue again. And nothing dies in it. Everything stays new. And you'll have unlimited money to buy unlimited imaginary things. A complete fictional world has been pushed. And people now are getting together and even marrying because they like each other as a virtual world. That's how it's taken off. Astounding. Children are getting addicted to it. They'd rather be in that world than the real world. Yet it's only in the real world you gain by experience and you mature. And your coping mechanisms come into play. And you sense and perceive things properly. And you can decide when you're in this fake fantasy world. Remember, too, once you're in a fantasy world, you might have a limited selection of things you can choose, or even what seems to be unlimited, but someone programmed that for you. You're not the programmer. You're not in control of that at all. And who would want to be living in that kind of state? Just like the true Matrix movie, the first movie, where your body is, as I say, being fed because you're a battery. You're providing energy, the power source of the big hive. And while you're living in a fantasy world, thinking you're walking around in the streets and so on, or having a ball, who would want to live in that? Well, lots of people probably will. And as they stress up, or put up the stress factors, more and more people are opting into it. And it's being pushed, as I say, from the top. Complete fiction, complete fantasy, where you can be Peter Pan, never grow up, never grow old, because everybody knows getting older is taboo, has been since at least the 50s. Anyone over 25, even in Hollywood, is over the hill. And you don't count as a human being anymore. That was pushed deliberately by people at the top. And it's so interesting to me, all through my life, I've noticed that the people at the top are elderly people, sometimes very old people, still working 12 hours a day when they're 80 or 90, some of them. And they're giving a culture where and they have done it, where the public dismiss anyone who's over 25 or 30 that has an opinion in anything, like they don't count. So old people, old cretinous people, are running the world. And these old people come from very elite interbred families that have incredible wealth and power. And they all know each other. They all have the same old school ties and acquaintances and so on. They move in what they call their circles of friends. And their circles of friends are also very powerful elite families. And they give the young generations, every generation, a completely different culture, which they designed for them. It's quite an amazing thing. It's almost like two species, this elderly cretinous bunch, working on the young, always the young, because it's the young ones who have fresh minds that they can inculcate with new ideas, which aren't their own, of course, but they'll be adapted, the children will adapt to them without thinking. It'll seem exciting, and they walk into the next mousetrap. Same with fashion, same with music and everything else. The people who ran the departments of culture all through the Cold War for the Western countries were generally 50, 60, 70 years of age. And here they were giving us a youth culture for which we were all trained to think it was ours, and we were rebelling. Ha ha. Back with more after the following messages.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix. And what a matrix it is, because when you go back in old books, especially the ones written just before World War II, and the ones written during World War II, much of what I'm talking about was written about then. Huge governmental departments and think tanks were set up to deal with what they called a post-war world, and a united world, a global society, including the internationalization of airports, a world police force, and world standardization committees and all the rest of it. And we're living through it. But they also looked at all the revolutionary movements that had taken place and been built up since about the 1700s and the 1800s. And they were terrified by that, and they wanted to find ways to control the public, keep them placid, calm, and lo and behold, we know what came out of that. We get Huxley and his tranquilizers and LSD and wires in the brain, and now we're going into a virtual world where we'll all be happy little cartoon figures. What an ambition, eh? But they also decided to unite the Americas, the European countries too. In fact, that was part of the arms lease agreement they had, a and the Lend-Lease program during World War II to European countries, including Britain. That was a mandate that Britain had to start amalgamation and start giving up its old colonies, but only after they had set up the same type of democratic systems within those countries. But that they meant India and a few other countries. So the U.S. was paying for this, and it wasn't really the U.S. It was the U.S. branch of a British non-governmental organization called the Royal Institute for International Affairs that was pushing all of this. And what they took as their blueprint was a plan that Karl Marx had written about in the 1800s of three main trading blocks in the world that would have three sort of localized or provincial governments. These blocks would be the amalgamations of what were previously countries, and they'd be all under the command of a United Nations. That was the purpose, that is the purpose of the United Nations, is to be the front for the big boys who control the world. And it wasn't to be done in a democratic fashion, because a couple of years ago they released the documentation that set up the structure for integration for Europe. Now that it's a done deal, you see. And it states there towards the end that the public must not know any of this and understand what's happening until it's all been completed. Well, it's the same with the American Union. They still lie through their teeth, even though they'll show the occasional piece on television by the CFR, who proudly tell us all on television and national television in Canada that they drew up all these plans for the presidents and prime ministers to sign for the amalgamation of the Americas. And what they're bringing in is not a democratic system. It's nothing to do with democracy. And we've got to understand that from the start. We're treated like children. Democracy is a term used to keep us as children. And we're treated like children. You can't tell children the bad news or the truth. You can't tell them that granny died if the child is too young. You see, that's how you're treated. And democracy's long dead. In fact, it was dead at birth. Stillborn. But here's an example from the Sunday Times, January the 27th, 2008, of how you're kept in the dark. And it says here, MPs, members of parliament, kept in the dark over economic union treaty, by Isabel Oakeshott, deputy political editor. MPs are being asked to vote on the revised EU treaty without key information about the powers it will create. Now, isn't that reminiscent of what George Bush said to all the congressmen when they were given the anti-terrorism bill? And he said, any congressman that reads it is unpatriotic. Just pass it. Isn't that kind of reminiscent of how we're run? MPs are asked to vote on the revised EU treaty without key information about the powers it will create, a leaked document suggests. The paper says here, from the office of the president of the EU, reveals that matters such as the possibility of a European army and the powers of an EU president will not be determined until after the revised constitution has been pushed through. Other issues include how the proposed EU diplomatic service will work. Well, isn't that kind of important? The powers of the new EU foreign minister and whether the European police office, the new joint police force, Europol, will be able to expand its activities. Well, of course it will expand its activities, but they can't tell you right now. You've got to pass it all first. Neil O'Brien, director of Open Europe, the think tank that obtained the document, claims that MPs are being asked to sign a blank check. Well, of course, I don't know if people realize that MPs and politicians and congressmen have been signing blank checks for donkey's years, because pretty well all bills that are put through today are so huge, they're made so huge, maybe hundreds or thousands of pages long, no one could possibly read them. That's a fact. That's why they're written that way. Be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. I'm just finishing off this little piece here, and then I'll take the callers. It's about the European Union, how they're asked to basically sign a blank check, where they'll get all the details of what they've passed after they've passed it. This is Neil O'Brien, director of Open Europe, the think tank behind the document, says that MPs have been asked to sign a blank check. The confidential strategy paper prepared by the Slovenian Economic Union President suggests that important decisions will be taken only after Eurosceptic countries such as the UK have ratified the Lisbon Treaty. Disclosure is likely to fuel opposition to the treaty in a Commons debate this week. The paper identifies 31 areas in which practical decisions have not yet been taken. Well, they have really. It's just that you won't hear about them until you're past it, and they'll tell you all the bad news. O'Brien said once the treaty is ratified, there'll be no going back. That's typical too. MPs would effectively be signing a blank check to the EU if they ratify this without a referendum. Well, that's the point of it. That's why they give it to you like this. Yeah, sign this and we'll tell you what it's all about once you've signed it. And the American Union, the reason I tell you about Europe is because the American Union is being done in the same exact fashion. Now I'll take the callers. We've got Derek from Vermont. Are you there, Derek?
Yeah, I am here. How are you doing, Alan?
Not so bad.
That's good to hear. Hey, yeah, I was just thinking about how in the past you talked about your youth and how you saw a very early age to how things are so wrong. I'm pretty fortunate to have a son. He's six now, and I see exactly what you've been talking about in him, and he talks to me like a very he seems smarter than most of the people walking around us today.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me so happy to see in my son. I also have a daughter, and she'll be two in May, but they just seem like such bright little kids, and it's just they're in public school, and it just shames me because there's this program going on there. They're installing these devices in the classrooms. They have two in the elementary school. He's just in kindergarten, mm-hmm. and they have this machine, or I don't know if it's a machine or what, but it amplifies the teachers' voices. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I've read about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're asking for donations from families and everything, and it's really sad. And not only that, is it the school bell isn't so much a bell as it is a loud tone. It reminds me of like the Pavlov training.
I'm sure it has many functions, and I bet you anything too, it will be linked in with a form of voice to scull certain vibrational frequencies. I'll bet you it is, because you see they're bringing in the whole Soviet system, and they did use devices in the Soviet classroom, which made the children very, very passive. In fact, very quiet and passive, and that was discussed by the inventor of it, who was invited to come into the Waco conflict and bring equipment over, and he did get over to the U.S., but they didn't quite clear it in time for him to try it on the Waco people. But yeah, this is real stuff. It does exist, and they do want to use it in the classrooms here.
Oh yeah, they're absolutely using it, and it's kind of crazy here where I am in Vermont. I'm reading the paper today. It looks like I'm situated right within the Green Triangle. It's this place right in between three towns and forms a triangle, and it's where all like it's where global warming has become law,
mm-hmm.
I've been fortunate though to get on the ballot as an anti-Masonic party,
mm-hmm.
And I get myself a little forum. I'm hoping not to win because I won't go through with the ceremony or anything. I know I won't win anyway because I got enough doors slammed in my face collecting the signatures.
Yeah.
But I just want to let everybody know that.
Well, at least you're doing something rather than sitting back and just
exactly.
Complaining, you know.
I know, I can't do that anymore.
Your two children there have minds which are capable of so much, and you have to guard it so well for them and protect them because there are big, big powers after the minds of those children.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Al, I want to let you get down to the other callers, but I appreciate your work, and I'm waiting for your CD, so take care.
Okay, take care, too. I've got Henry from Connecticut. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that I hear some of the stuff that you're saying. You know, we spoke once before, but this was like way back in the summer of last year. I don't think they're going to get anything that they want. I'm seeing what's going on now. They have to rig a primary of two parties that they control, and they have to rig it. When's the last time you even bother rigging a primary? So they're scared to death of Ron Paul for some reason, because that's unheard of. You know, usually, I know what I'm talking about. I haven't been voting that long, but I've been voting for at least almost 15 years now. And they never went out of their way with a primary. But that's like a light thing on the surface. But I'm thinking all this other stuff that they tried to do. And it's just not working. Everything they tried
What isn't working?
The stuff these Illuminati people are doing with this One World Order, the stuff they did, the things with the... Let me ask you, do you think the European Union, as a starter, is working for them? I mean, on their side, they made a mess of Iraq. Robert Chapman mentioned that. They're not going to get the European Constitution. They're not going to integrate...
The European Constitution's passed.
Oh, they just passed a new one without the people's consent, in other words.
Yes, it's passed. Listen, these guys have got everything they wanted. They, because
it's going to be a revolution.
There's a super government running the world already. There has been for a long time, and it's a parallel government. I've gone over this in shows where even Margaret Thatcher admitted she was a member of it.
Yeah, and they're very old too.
And it works very, very well. These characters are in touch with all the big power magnates of the big international corporations. They're in touch with all prime ministers, current presidents, current and past, because they never retire. And they make all the big decisions. They work with the scientists that also shape your future. We're living through it. You're talking about 15 years. Look at the changes in 15 years.
Yeah, I know. This country became browner and more with third world filth and the garbage and the bowel movement across the Texas and California border and becoming a third world country and everything else. I know. I mean, it's not as much everywhere, but certainly even Queens and parts of New York and California. And it was much better when it was mostly white. I mean, that's one example, I mean, compared to all that crap. I mean, but that's another thing, too. They tried last year. I was on the phone with Senator Kennedy's office and a couple other senators. They tried to pass that amnesty. They didn't get that through. As far as the European Union, I know from listening to Robert Chapman, because he keeps in touch, he says that they are people in Germany are demanding that they really think they should go back to the Deutschmark. The ones in Italy want to back out of it. There are some countries in Europe that don't have the euro at all whatsoever.
That doesn't matter. That's just superficial stuff.
Yeah, but you have to have all that together to bring about this one world region. It's just not going to work. And they're not going to merge.
The one world region is there already.
Well, yeah, Region 1 and Region 2. This is Region 2 over here. Over there is Region 1.
And to be honest with you, too, so are we. We're in North American Union already. That was all done even during World War II and the end of World War II. And before that, too, they were building the Pan-American, a highway from down through the Texas all the way to Brazil. That was all part of the start of it even then. This is an old idea.
Oh, no, I know it is. It's by these old Jews. I know about it.
What do you mean old Jews? You seem you have your mind fixed on things. You know, most of the people who run this system are based in London, and these characters are not Jewish at all.
Rothschild is Jewish. Queen Elizabeth...
He came in very, very, very late on the game here.
But the original Rothschild, I'm talking 600 years ago.
The Normans came into Britain about the 11th century.
Yeah, but there's these Khazars, for instance. I'm sure you're aware of, and you're a very educated guy, you know that the Netherlands never did originally have a royalty. There was a wealthy family there that implanted them.
Oh, I know the whole history of it, but the fact is, even during the 1700s, many of the revolutionary parties were complaining about the system as it was then. And what they knew was that most of the Jews were simply turning out sons to work as bankers to serve the royalty, not to rule the royalty. So they knew their histories even back then, more so than
the Khazars
today.
Yeah, but I mean the Khazars, they are Jewish. I mean, at the very top, Queen Elizabeth, Rothschild, they even declare themselves, they say they're Jewish.
But they also declared that they're also Eastern and Indian as well. If you listen to Prince Charles's speech, he says he's now the protector of faiths.
Well, it's not going to work. You see them winning. I think it should be resolved peacefully, and if it's not...
It's
going to be a revolution.
I'm not just talking here.
I'm talking over there.
I can tell you one thing. Over there, there's nothing left to fight with.
Oh, there isn't? What about their culture, their heritage, their language, their economy? They already got the... Chapman said they really...
You have I don't care about what Chapman says. This is not Chapman's program. Maybe you follow Chapman. There's a lot more to it than what he's telling you. They've been building up international armies, same here thing, too, for the last 25 years to deal with the problems they see coming up at any time in the near future.
Yeah.
They have high-tech weaponry you haven't even heard of yet.
Oh, you're talking about the stuff that they ripped off from the Germans in World War II?
No,
the death ray.
They had this stuff in World War I, some of them. Even Tesla was working on stuff to knock out.
Yeah, I know,
cities.
And they killed him, too.
So we'll go on to the next caller, because I know where this one will go. Yeah. Now, who's next on the list here? this character here is all, it's all the blacks and the Jews and the browns as far as he's concerned, and he doesn't realize that the ones at the top are already international above all of them. And anyone can join them if you have the right stuff and have proved you're a good enough psychopath from any race, nationality, or color. Especially if your family's been at it for a few generations to prove it. You can get wealth, get power, and retain it through selective breeding. And that's how they do it. Now, but some people have their minds fixed on things and they can't see the big picture either. It's got to be this or it's got to be that. Now, who we got on the phone here? We've got Henry from Connecticut, I think. Is that Henry or is that the one? Okay, got Megan from Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Alan. I have a bad cold, so I'm only going to ask you one question, and then I'll take your answer off the air. I just wondered, how do the elite avoid breathing, you know, the poison chemtrails? I mean, I know there's air filters in their, you know, air filters in their homes, but, I mean, they do go outside, and also, what kind of world are they going to inherit if the water, oceans, and land are poisoned? And I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you.
Yeah. I think, again, with technology the way it is, you've probably seen, for instance, dialysis machines that people get hooked up to. Once in a while, they'll show you something on television. They're big, huge machines, fixed machines in hospitals. And, again, that's old, old stuff. The elite don't use anything that's old technology. They use very high technology, even portable stuff. You walk around with a device that'd be in your pocket that could filter you all day long quite quietly, and no one would ever know you had it. So they have very advanced technologies. They would never harm themselves, I guarantee you that. Also, it's interesting to note here that back in the 80s, all Western countries had their politicians put through bills so that all the politicians and their families, including Canada and the States, would have access to top military hospitals for certain kinds of treatment. Never specified what or why they would have to go to military hospitals and the public would be excluded. So I think they also do some of that in some of the special military hospitals. They can filter out anything at all through very advanced technologies. And I think they also have all... You see, the elite look at every possibility that could go against their own survival. And they do have underground cities in certain areas. Margaret Thatcher talked about them because it came out during a Man Alive program that the elite would be taken by helicopter and Harrier jump jet, picked up very quickly, taken to special bunkers underground, and they'd be guarded by the special air service that would kill any member of the public trying to get in who was unauthorized. So they do have, and that created a furor at the time. So they definitely have these places set up for every possibility. I have no doubt they could live under the earth there for a few hundred years if need be with all the supplies they've stocked up and the particular advanced forms of powering these plants that they already have. Set up, they could live quite comfortably, I'm sure. And they always look after their survival, but I'm sure it's more than that. That's an option. See, they have many options. They'd rather get this plan through on the surface perfectly, if possible, rather than take that particular option. But they do have it ready just in case something goes wrong. Now, is Mohammed in Oregon?
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call, Mr. Allen. From all over the world, we love your show and what you do for us. My questions are comments. I have comments that how many kinds of New World Order do we have? We have a Christian New World Order, which are 800 divisions, and all of them, they say New World Order. We have Islamic New World Order that all of them, they say all people, they have to become Muslim. All people need to become Christian. And we have a Baha'i New World Order that they say that all the world needs to become a Baha'i. And we have, these 3, 4, 5 different versions. I mean, what's going on?
They'll all be led by their leaders into the same road. at the right time.
I mean, is it crazy that everybody talks about New World Order, and everybody has their own different version of it?
What you'll find is people want to be on some winning side. And I've often heard that, you know, I'll do this or become that because they'll probably win. And they don't realize that we're always given our top leaders. And all tops of religions are married to extreme wealth. You'll find that too. So it's quite easy to give the public leaders good shepherds, as they call them in ancient times. They always give you good shepherds, and the sheep follow. And the sheep are the last to notice that they're all merging on from the same highways onto one particular road. And that's where it's all going, down the same road. Science has been elevated over the heads of all cultures and religions anyway. And so it's the children they're after. It's quite easy to entice children into a magical world because they're partly in a magical world when you're a child. You're living in a hypnotic state part of the time. I'll be back with more about that after these messages.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. 6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, folks. I want to work back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and I'll just finish off with Muhammad. The goal for the children, after you've served your purpose, the older ones, and we all have served our purpose to an extent, especially if we've done nothing. They go for the next generation, and that's how it's been for many generations now. And young children, whether they're brought up in Islam or Christianity or even Buddhism, it made no difference whatsoever. These games and so on in the computer are all designed for them. They're designed to take them in, and their imagination can run rampant with it. And they're all being introduced into the new priesthood, the scientific society, and they will, to an extent, be hooked on it, addicted to it, and they'll think it's all quite natural. And that's just meant to supersede all the basic religions. You see that happening in many countries, even in Africa, where they get their given their computers, they become addicted very quickly into the world of games and sex and all the rest of it. And they can't even communicate to their parents with their old lifestyle anymore. Okay. Now we'll go on to Callum from Connecticut. Are you there? Hello, Callum.
Hi, how are you, Alan?
Not so bad.
Yeah, I just had two questions, if you don't mind. just wondering if there's any significance behind the American flag on the soldiers being inverted.
If it's inverted, well, I mean, it used to always be a sign of distress, but there could be more to it. If it's just the same
I just
flag.
Noticed and I thought it was odd, you know?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, that or someone's going to be in a hell of a lot of trouble if we're getting putting the patches on wrong.
yeah, right?
But if that's been, I don't see it being intentional unless it's a statement by the troops themselves.
Okay. Also, do you think at the high levels of the elite, do you think they indulge in psychedelic drug use at all?
Some of them do, but they themselves are watched pretty much. They have their own associations that watch themselves because they're as paranoid about each other as they are about us.
Yeah.
And they take tremendous dossiers on each other, and they do watch their own. Now, they expect their own teenagers to go through a lot of this stuff, and they do. They don't mind that so much as long as they sort of give it up as they start getting older and taking on their new responsibilities.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, right. And they also have incredible drugs that the public would never get their hands on. They don't have all the same physically addictive side effects.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if that, in the societal aspect, the more of the ritualistic or logist, type idea, if they indulged in such things,
Well, some of them certainly have been recorded to in the past, especially some of the French ones. They definitely had orgies and used drugs and various stimulants and so on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, Thomas from Arizona. Hello, Thomas.
Hi, Alan.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to do a follow-up. You had mentioned some of the advanced technologies in place to kind of control the people, especially over in Europe. And I just wondered if you sometime could do like an expose on those technologies.
I should do, and some of it has to do with HARP type technologies, which they admitted they used it in the Gulf War, and it certainly stunned thousands of troops. They became zombies. I'll go into that in another show.
I've actually seen some of the classified video.
Yeah. Okay. So the show is just ending now. I hear the music. So from Hamish and myself up in a blizzardy Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has